Support for IPR and this podcast comes from the IMT Des Moines Marathon, October 19th and 20th, with 6 race events including the full and half marathons, marathon relay, 5K, and more. Register at DesMoinesMarathon.com.
It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. It was a great year for ninjas in Iowa. At least 5 Iowans competed on NBC's American Ninja Warrior this season. 2 athletes who train at Emerge Academy in Grimes, McKenna Hassey of Knoxville, competed in the first round, and Tyler Smith, known as Ninja Bugman from Johnston. He's a ninja veteran, and he made it all the way to the finals in Las Vegas. From the brand new Ninja U gym in Cedar Falls, 3 athletes competed. Christy Marie is a gym teacher in Waterloo and a mom, which is rare among ninja athletes. She made it through to the second round, and the 2 ninjas with me today also train at Ninja U. Scott Behrens is one of the co-owners of the gym, and he made it through to the national finals. Here's how he was introduced during the city finals.
Well, our next competitor definitely has one of the most ninjified families in the country. From Cedar Falls, Iowa, this is IT specialist Scott Behrens. He's competing on Ninja this year for the first time, but his 2 sons competed on Ninja Junior. They've even got their own YouTube Ninja channel.
Here we go. In 3, 2, 1.
Hey, what's up back here, Ninja Kid fam?
Scott Behrens is with me now. Hello, Scott.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Well, thank you so much for being here. And our other ninja today is Jackson Twaite, a student at UNI, an actuarial science and economics major from Hudson, Iowa. He made it to the second round, and here's a moment from his perfect run through the qualifying course.
And right into the slingshot. This rookie not intimidated by this new obstacle. Man, look at them. They're on each other's shoulders, hanging on Jackson Twaite. This is a dangerous drop here. This will be the test. What do you see? Where does that come from? Well, he's from the small town of Hudson, Iowa. I think the whole town is actually here. One big drop left. And he does it. And look at him sticking out that tongue. You ain't Michael Jordan. 21-year-old rookie with Hades watching. And he could have the fastest time. Oh, my goodness.
A little bit of sound from Jackson Twaite's run through that qualifying course. He is with me now as well. Hello, Jackson.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you so much for being here. They seemed fascinated by the idea of Hudson, Iowa. They brought that up a couple of times while you were making your run. But congratulations to both of you. And Scott, I know you have already done your competing in the finals, but we haven't seen them yet, and I know you can't talk about it. So we'll find out how the finals, at least the first part of the finals, went for you next Monday, right?
That's exactly right. Yes, I wish I could talk more, but they have great lawyers.
So, Scott, I'll let you start us out. Of course, not everybody listening right now has ever watched an episode of American Ninja Warrior. Describe this sport a little bit for me.
Yeah, so the sport's basically, an obstacle course on steroids, right? That's over top of water. So you're going through this crazy obstacle course, flying through the air, a lot of upper body and dynamic movement and balance incorporated. And then if the person falls, generally they fall into water, and that means you're out.
All right, which is a best case scenario. Hopefully they make the water. There have been some pretty significant injuries on the show over the years as well. And you actually got into this because of your kids. Tell me a little bit about how that started.
Yeah, so it all kind of started in our backyard because my kids were super athletic but too shy to really play any sports. They came home from gym class one day and were doing some obstacle courses, which I always loved. So I said, well, let's just do that. Around the same time, my mother-in-law had been telling me for actually probably years that I should be watching Ninja Warrior, and I was too stubborn to listen to her and actually watch TV. So I finally listened to her, and she's a very smart woman. I should do that more often.
So when you watched it, tell me what your reaction was.
Yeah, I really loved the sport because of the camaraderie of it and the athleticism of it. It's actually, some of the movements look very easy, but Jackson and I can both confirm that this is a very difficult sport, and it is actually a sport, you know, that people train for now and compete at high levels.
Jackson, tell me how you got involved.
Yeah, so basically I'd always wanted to be on the show Fear Factor, and then that got canceled, and then I wanted to be on Wipeout, that got canceled. So then I watched Ninja Warrior, and that kind of just took the place of those two shows. Decided I wanted to be on that. Basically, I just started during high school sport workouts. I would just kind of implement Ninja Warrior aspects at the end of my lifts or workouts for those sports. And then somehow, some way, Scott opened a gym in Cedar Falls, and I was able to just kind of like dive right in and get started in the sport.
And so you had been watching American Ninja Warrior and kind of dreaming of maybe having your opportunity. I have to say that when you talked about the other shows that inspired you, I mean, Ninja Warrior is so different because you do have to be in really peak physical form to be able to compete. Whereas Fear Factor, you just had to stick your head into an aquarium full of bugs, right?
Yeah, basically.
All right. So it's kind of a different vibe. And I want to talk about the training, but I want to talk about the show, too, because as you were saying, Scott, I mean, this is a sport. And I think anybody who's watched these athletes compete recognizes the athletic prowess that you need to have to be able to compete. But this is also a TV show. And it's pretty clear when you watch, at least from my perspective, that being charismatic and having a good backstory and things like that are just as valuable to the producers of the show as your ability to compete. So, Scott, how do you get on this show?
Yeah, you hit it. I mean, it's 100% a TV show first. You know, they need ratings. But you also have to be somewhat athletic. So how you get on the show is you do have to kind of show your personality. They want to hear your story. The application process, it's long essay-type questions, kind of asking where you're from and how that shaped who you are today, basically, because they're trying to pull that story out that they can tell, helps you connect with the person. You know, we even see this on the Olympics now where they tell a lot of backstories. Yeah. It just helps you connect to the people.
And of course, the Olympics, you get there and then you tell them about your backstory. In this case, we're going the other way around.
Exactly right. Yes. This is a TV show first with an athletic competition.
Well, and Jackson, when you made that first run at the qualifying rounds, now you are a UNI Panther. So I didn't know if there was a cat connection there, but you had a photo of one of your cats and that was kind of the theme. I mean, did you have a hard time coming up with, what's my thing? What am I going to sell?
It's funny you say that because actually when I submitted my video, there was really nothing on my cat. That just kind of came to be during the process of talking to the producer that I was working with. I sent them the shirt that I was going to wear. I don't know if you saw it, but on the back, there is a stick figure riding a scooter with a cat in the basket. And then I also asked if I could FaceTime my cat on the sideline, just because I kind of wanted to show a goofy side to myself rather than just like just running the course.
Right. Well, and a lot of people FaceTime in family members.
Yeah.
So you would FaceTime in your cat. I get it.
Yeah. And then they just kind of started drilling me with questions on why the scooter, why the cat in the basket, why do you want to FaceTime your cat? And that just kind of, I don't know, just kept going and eventually turned into a segment on me and my cat.
All right. So they kind of helped you find your niche as far as who you wanted to be on the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The producers are very good about pulling out stories. And like you said, this is very much a story-based, you know, TV show first, and then it's athleticism. But that's why there's been, you know, ninja competitions popping up now across the country.
Right. And tell me more about that, because in this case, with the show, there are probably a lot of athletes who could compete, who could get through those courses, who don't make it through that process. But with the ninja competitions popping up all over the country, that is based on your athletic ability, right?
100%, yes. And that's why this sport's actually booming right now. So there's actually all kinds of leagues. I don't even know how many leagues there are right now for Ninja Warrior across the country. There's probably 5 big ones, I would say, a lot of smaller ones. But this year we even had the opportunity to host it for the Iowa Games. So it's been fun just to see the sport grow and all these athletes be able to actually compete outside of the TV show.
So, Scott, tell me a little bit about the kind of training that you do. I know that your gym is geared toward kids, although adults do train there as well. But tell me what you had to do personally to prepare yourself to compete on the show.
Yeah, so I basically just watch Jackson and do whatever he does because he's better than me. That's all I do.
Hey, Jackson, why don't you tell us what you did to get ready to compete on this show?
I just show up to Monday workouts and do whatever Scott tells me to do.
Oh, you guys.
Yeah, so we do obviously we do some obstacle work, but outside of obstacles, there's just a lot of, I would say, calisthenic training. So it's a lot of powerful pull movements and push movements and you know, you want to kind of put yourself in weird positions in the air, twisting, turning, you know, balance stuff. I don't like to get too risky. So I'm on the upper age of the sport, I would say. You know, I'm a 38-year-old dad, and I don't want to tear an ACL or anything like that. So I don't get too crazy, especially when challenges kind of come out like, hey, can anyone do this? Sometimes I sit back and watch, but, enjoy the show, but yeah, obviously group of people help encourage each other and, yeah, just focus on the big power. The number one thing is if anyone wants to start is just get a pull-up bar, start hanging on it, start doing pull-ups. That's where you start.
All right. And I see Ninja as kind of a relative of CrossFit, a more extreme version of CrossFit. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. In fact, I almost got into CrossFit right before kind of we fell into Ninja Warrior. But I would say CrossFit is more of throwing weight around and Ninja Warrior is throwing your weight around. And they're very similar, but totally opposite. So we've even had some CrossFit people come into our gym and it feels backwards to them. And you know they have all the strength and power to do certain obstacles, but they just can't do it because it's backwards. And then they kind of start learning the technique and all that. So, yeah, but they do have similar aspects for sure.
Now, if you watch American Ninja Warrior, there are some obstacles that crop up again and again. The salmon ladder where you hop your way up using a kind of a pull-up bar, that is a classic. The warped wall comes at the end of a lot of different stages where you have to run up a wall and then pull yourself up on top. But also one of the things that they do is they throw these different obstacles at you for every competition. So ideally, every athlete is facing an obstacle that they've never faced before. How do you prepare for that, Scott?
Yeah, so most people don't know this. You don't get to see the obstacle until that morning, you know, or that evening, really. They record at night. So they walk you through it and say, this is the course. This is how you do it. So good luck. but so kind of like what I said, you actually, you know, there's one thing you can do on a pull-up bar, right? Do pull-ups. And then you can do chin-ups. But then there's all different types of things you can do, like do a clapping pull-up or twist and try grabbing the other side of the bar. So that's basically what we do with obstacles at our gym or playgrounds or whatever. You just kind of have to be creative and put yourself in different positions, even hanging upside down or whatever that looks like. You know, a lot of people do rock climbing because it's a different kind of dynamic movement and more methodical, but also grip endurance. So basically it's all about being creative when you're training.
Well, Jackson, anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, I'd say for me, rock climbing was definitely the biggest component in training for myself. And I know Scott had touched on that. And that's really all I did for like three years basically before I actually got into Ninja Warrior.
So once you compete on Ninja Warrior, we see a lot of people coming back again and again. Is your pathway back onto the show into the future? Is that a little bit easier?
It kind of depends for some people. Sometimes it could actually be harder for them to get on because their story's already been told. For other people, it could be easier if you like finagle your way into being a fan favorite.
All right. And so that's kind of in your hands, too. Once you've competed on the show, then you are marketing yourself to try to build up that fan base. Is that the idea?
Yeah, sort of. Definitely something I need to work on. Scott's definitely got that figured out with his Backyard Ninja Kids, so I kind of need to learn a few things from him.
Kids are helping you out with that, Scott. That's...
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah, the kids are phenomenal, and it's just been fun. I actually love just working out with them and training with them because kids are so creative. You know, we get in a kind of a box as adults, and here's how you do certain things, and I want to do a straight pull-up because I don't want to get hurt. But then you see the kids do different things, and you're like, well, I don't think I'll get hurt, you know, per se, but I'm, you know, and it, basically they just look at the world a different way, and they just tackle these obstacles just in very creative ways.
Well, I suspect we'll see many more athletes from Iowa competing in ninja competitions in the coming years, now that we have at least two gyms where they can train. Where do you see this going, Scott, in the future?
You know, it's interesting. I'm not exactly sure, but I know it's going up rapidly. Someone told me it's one of the fastest growing non-standard sports out there. And I believe it because I just see people come into our gym from across the state, across the country, kind of driving through. This summer has been fun to meet different people, but everyone, you know, when they walk into the gym, they see these obstacles, and it's just like even adults, right? After they're watching their kids do it a few times, they want to push the kids aside and give it a shot because it kind of takes them back to the elementary school days of jumping and playing on playgrounds and it making fitness fun again.
Well, Scott, I would say good luck. I know you've already competed, but yeah. I'm eager to see how things went on stage one in the national finals. We will get to see how things went on September 2nd, Monday, September 2nd. That'll also give us a chance to know how Tyler Smith of Johnston performed during stage one as well. Scott Behrens, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
And Jackson Twait, thank you.
Scott
Behrens and Jackson Twait, two of the at least five ninjas from Iowa who made it on American Ninja Warrior from NBC this year. Scott Behrens is one of the co-owners of Ninja U in Cedar Falls, and Jackson Twait is a student at the University of Northern Iowa. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe.